Blog Talk Radio.
I guess we're live and on air.
This is awesome.
Woo! Okay, so I guess that's it. We're on there.
This is it. This is Hauling Tommy with Big Dave and Aaron.
I am Big Dave.
And I'm Aaron.
So the downside is this is a 20-minute show, because those 10 minutes that it took us to get on air counted towards our 30-minute window here.
Wait a minute. I thought that was just for us to get on.
Yeah, apparently not. So,
No. 20-minute sneak peek.
20-minute sneak peek. Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
Okay, well, welcome. Welcome to Hauling Tommy. The show is... it is on the air to cover everything and nothing at the same time.
That's correct. Yeah.
Good drop in, Aaron.
I should just pre-record these and you can just use it whenever you want.
Well, those years of broadcasting school really paid off.
Yes. Yes, they did. Dude, in my head, this feels so different, but really, it's not.
Yeah, I got to tell you, as soon as the on-air button came on and we were on air, it was an instant. First, I was just like, yeah, whatever. But now that the big red on-air thing was going on, there was a tinge of stage fright. But I think it's over now, and I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
How about you?
Oh, no. Still stage fright. But
okay.
I'll keep chiming in with my dynamite drop-ins.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the show. Like we already covered, I'm Big Dave and my partner, Aaron. We are here to discuss anything and everything so long as it meets one criteria. Aaron, what is that criteria?
That, am I allowed to say it?
I don't know. We're rated a PG-13, so let your conscience be your guide.
Okay, well, that criteria has to be whatever happens to be on your mind. I was going to say it has to be off topic, but I feel like that's a dream that's been lost. No, a dream that's been pirated.
Forgotten dream.
There it is, bro. And that's all for the show today, you guys. Hope you had a good time. Man, I got 17 minutes left. This is a lot harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to have a 3-minute show, and we'll try and pack it with everything that we know you love.
Well, so the premise of the show is we are going to, yeah, I think I just went over the premise of the show. We're going to cover anything that we want to cover that's pertinent and that the world needs us to cover. I think the last 3 minutes have been good for the world. So hopefully the rest of the show is just as good. So let's roll in. Go ahead. Sorry. Cut you off.
No. We're on here together, so can we really even cut each other off?
I guess not.
Okay. First of all.
Yep. Sorry. I guess I just proved the point that we could cut each other off.
Oh, you did. That was like 3 seconds of dead airspace. I'll bet we lost like I don't even know how many people. Like, oh, we lost it. Change the channel.
We had one sponsor, and they're gone now. So I guess we can
they
talk about whatever
gone.
We want for the rest of it.
Those sponsors were our wives.
They just checked out, shaking their heads.
They just checked out. I love how, dude, you incorporated the entire world, what the world needs to hear from us, what the world needs to know, actually. I love how it isn't this just goes out. This is for the world, bro. You just incorporated us on the world platform.
We are. We're on the world platform.
your mic must be really good because whoever you were whispering to, trying not to let anybody know you were whispering, totally picked up.
Oh, I was whispering. Well, this microphone I have was worth the money, apparently.
Apparently.
And I was trying to pretend like I was listening to you and I didn't hear anything you said. Can you just recap it so I know what you just said real quick?
The recap was just that I was really impressed how you incorporated the world into this. Like, just the way you phrased what the world needs to know. I was not going to be so so boisterous as to say that this was anything more than we expected somebody to listen within 100-yard proximity, but you have enlarged our platform significantly.
Bro, we have our first caller.
Holy smokes.
Who?
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Caller?
Hello?
Bro, can you hear me?
I can. Caller, can you identify yourself?
Wow.
It sounds like Big Bri to me.
It is. Hey, Brian, welcome to Hauling Tommy. Yeah, you are on the air live with Big Dave and Aaron, and you are officially our first... he dropped.
Oh, wow, bro. We can't even keep him interested for, like, 30 seconds.
Well, we had one caller and they're gone. So in our first episode, we've lost our sponsor and our callers.
Wow.
It was short-lived.
I know. Bro, you'll never lose me.
Well.
Oh, actually, Faith said I got to hang up. Faith needs to use the phone, actually, so I'm going to have to call you back.
good times. Okay. Hey, caller, are you there? Caller? Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, bud. Hey, can you not hang up this time?
Hey, I didn't hang up.
Oh, okay. Hey, it must have been our producer. Excuse that. Can
yeah.
you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Hey, as I said before, you're officially the first, you're the call-in on Holly and Tommy, so congratulations.
And we lost him again.
Are you still there?
Amazing. We lost our second caller who happened to be our first caller.
Well, the good news is we've had two guests. The bad news is they've been the same person and we've lost them both.
But I have Big Bri's number now, so that's cool because it showed up on the screen.
Yeah, it is. Come in. I'm not even going to try and pretend I'm not whispering because everyone can hear anyways. Hey, what's
oh
up?
Oh, my gosh, bro. We can call a guest. Do you want to call him back?
Yeah, what's going on? What's the call?
I call and I'm on there and then
hang up. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I don't know. Go down to your room. We'll try and call you in a few, okay?
Okay, but I found out that if you call it and you don't press 1, you can listen to it that way.
Okay.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Okay. All right, well, let's move forward, bro. What do you say? We have about 11 minutes left of airtime here.
11 minutes. This is going a little bit faster now. I like it
yeah.
when callers call.
Well, I think we're going to hit our first topic of the day.
Oh, what is that?
Dude, our... Bro, can you hear me?
Oh, barely. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm good. Loud and clear.
Okay. First topic is, what is the first topic, bro? What are we going to talk about first?
Well, I kind of wanted to originally give everybody the reason for us doing this in the first place, but I think our actual first topic needs to be...
Well, do you want to go ahead with the reason? I mean, do you just want to start there?
I don't know. We could save it. I kind of like the idea of starting in on a topic, though.
No, go ahead. I think we should go with the reason.
I don't know. I think originally it was we enjoyed our conversations so much and the things that we talked about that I thought would be fun for not just people to listen to, but people to chime in their two needless cents and pivot off something that maybe we have explored between ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that is the reason.
Maybe it wasn't the reason. I don't know. I also wanted to get super rich, but I think we just kind of, I think we blew that. So now I'm just going for other people's ideas.
Yeah, well, with the money aside, I guess we should just try and explore. I guess we'll try and further explore our own conversation and thought, and then grow by hearing other people's thoughts as well.
Mm. Man, you're just...
That was horrible. Let's move into the first topic.
First topic, yeah. Boy, we're just losing people left and right. I almost don't want to call back in.
Yeah, I almost want to get off and listen to somebody else's show.
I know. I'm like, hey, who else is on right now? I think this is different because which is also sad, so it's different and sad, but for the first time, I think I'm trying to think about what other people, how they will be affected by what I say on this. And sometimes what we say is so, I don't want to say out there, but in many regards, there's an understood respect between you and I and how we really know the way each other feels, that we can get away literally with anything, knowing where the other stands. But if somebody were to chime in right now, and I were to say something offensive about animals, you and I both know that we both love animals, and our whole families do. But someone calling in or someone listening in may not have that understanding. So I feel like it's almost like going into the middle of the third season of a show that is incredibly complex.
Well, it's a good point in that. But you should just go for it, no holds barred, because that was the point, right, of just throwing our explicit conversations on the air, and we don't have a sponsor, so who cares, right? When we get
who
a sponsor,
care?
Maybe we will care, but we don't care right now, so that's a good positive point. And we can just, I don't know, throw it out there. Like you said, we both like animals. The truth is, I don't really like animals that much.
Oh.
So... there we go. We're learning right now.
Learning about each other, learning about ourselves. Oh, I can guarantee that probably PETA won't be our sponsor in the near future.
Well, actually, I do like animals. That's not true. But I guess I was just making a point. I could say I don't like animals, and, who's going to say anything about that?
Okay. But I do want to let you know that I brush my teeth 3 times a day with Crest toothpaste. And I don't know why I threw that in there, but I do that. And so if they're interested in a sponsored place, then maybe that would be cool.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would say that I'm not going to sell out for anybody like you just did, because I have self-respect for myself and our show. But, you know, if that's the road you want to take, be your guide.
Okay.
That said, my teeth have never been whiter. I've been brushing twice a day, and Crest toothpaste really is where it's at as far as that goes.
Excellent. That's cool. See, just covering hygiene, that's just something that is, you know, we take serious. We talk with our mouths out of the mouths of, you know, talk radio hosts. So many things come, and just to make sure that we can iterate the best, I think that brushing our teeth shows that that's just one way that we're trying to express ourselves to you guys out there.
That's right. Hey, can you see our caller on hold there, bro?
Oh, can I? Nope, I can't. Oh, do I? Nope, I don't.
Do you see it under host number?
Host number. No, I don't. It must be on your thing. Oh, hold on.
Must be.
No, I don't. Why? Do we have a caller on hold? Let's bring him in.
Okay, I'll try one more time. This is the last time if it doesn't work out. Here we go. Bringing it in. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Caller?
Hello.
Big
Brian,
Brad?
Yeah.
Hey, please identify yourself.
Well, I'm on hold because I can just listen to it.
Well, you're not on hold. You're on the air live.
Live with Big Dave and Aaron.
How are you?
Cool.
We're doing great. Congratulations. You're the first guest ever on the show. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'd feel pretty good if a toothpaste company sponsored it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you being our first caller. Let's see. Anything, what's on your mind real quick? You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay.
Bananas?
What's your impression? Bananas? Okay, let's talk about this, actually. That's a dynamite thing because people like bananas for two reasons. And we're about to find out why Brian likes bananas, but we'll see if it chimes with what I'm about to let you guys know.
Okay, I'm going to interject with a quick tidbit. Bananas are the number one product in volume sold by Walmart. Over a billion bananas sold through Walmart.
Wow, I did not know that.
All right, go ahead with yours, bro.
Okay, actually, Brian, why do you like bananas exactly?
I like bananas because they're orange.
Okay. That's next caller.
Next caller. Thank you. I don't know.
I'll say this. Bananas are an easy fruit to eat because their texture is unlike most other fruits. So you eat bananas for two reasons. One, because it is a fruit that you don't mind the texture, or you don't like them at all, but you understand that you need the potassium.
See, with bananas. Actually, I don't enjoy bananas when I'm eating it. I'm not like, holy shit, this is the greatest banana I've ever eaten in my life. I never think that. I think my body needs the potassium, and I'm eating it right now. So that's a positive for me. I don't hate them. They're not gross ever, right? But
yeah,
I don't love them either. It's an indifferent fruit. Now, if you blend that up and you put it in a smoothie, that's different, then I do enjoy the taste. But when you're just eating a banana, sometimes it's tough to get to the end of it. And plus the bruised part, I always avoid the bruised part. I don't know why, but it grosses me out.
Well, dude, it's texture, bro. If you can incorporate the flavor of the bruised part into the rest of the banana without compromising the texture, you would love it because it is a lot sweeter. I am going to Arlie Whetstone, the
rest
late
in peace, Arlie.
The late admired,
he was a great man.
Yes. Arlie Whetstone, he loved bruised bananas. He loved them. I saw him eat them in front of me when I was over there. And he just loved them. He said they were sweet, they were soft. He waited purposefully for them to go. 90 seconds.
Ooh, we got
soft.
Our first 90-second warning.
Anyway, so there's a man who appreciated the flavor over the texture right there. And I've never met. Obviously, I've never met a man like him, but also in the same respect that I've never known somebody to purposefully wait for a banana to go, I want to say south, but apparently for them to ripen to the place where they were soft like that.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you still there, bud?
Yeah.
All right, bud, we're going to go ahead and let you go because we're down to a minute of airtime. But I want to thank you for being our first caller and our first guest, and we will We will have you on again.
Okay, bye.
Later,
right,
Big Bri.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Also I heard that for banana bread, you're supposed to use bruised bananas. It's supposed to make better bread.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, bro, we're down to our last 30 seconds of airtime here. So is there anything you want to cover real quick, or?
Man, I don't know. Just that this has been a lot of fun. I'm to anyone tuning in, I hope you join us. Ooh.
Yeah, tune in to Holly and Tommy once a week. We'll record a show every weekend for 30 minutes. And if we don't blow your mind, which I guarantee that we will, then tune in next week and we'll try again to blow your mind. Signing off, Big Dave.
And this is Aaron. Peace out.